The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Great morning. My name is Robin Donaldson of Renew Construction Services and your host on this morning's International Mastermind Association Blog Talk Radio Show. And we are here this morning and every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. as we explore the success formula Napoleon Hill outlined in his phenomenal, classic book, Think and Grow Rich. Today's show is about Chapter 2 on Faith, the Second Step to Riches, and we have a great lineup for you this morning. Our co-hosts, they will be sharing their aha moments, and then the second half of the show, we have two special guests from our IMA Elevated Mastermind group, Laverne Blackwood and Diana O'Connor. And also, listeners, if you have any questions or comments, please select number 1 on your dial, on your keypad, I'm sorry, to be placed in the queue. So once again, welcome everyone to the International Mastermind Association Blog Talk Radio Show. I would first like to introduce our co-host. And first we have Master Builder, Ann McNeil. She is the owner of Constructively Speaking Incorporated and MCO Construction, and she is also the founder of the International Mastermind Association. Secondly, we have Ursula Odom. She is the owner of Sula 2. And thirdly, we have Angelina Frost. She's the owner of Remar J Brand Bracelets and Anklets. Now, starting with Ms. Ann, the Master Builder, can you please share your aha moment based on your reading of the Faith chapter? And before you do, come on, Ms. Ann, let me explain what an aha moment is for our new listeners. As we mentioned earlier, that we are reading Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And based on our reading, what resonated with us, whether it is our business and or our personal life. So with that, Ms. Ann, would you like to share your aha moment?
Absolutely, Robin. As many times as I've read this, I never saw what I saw just this week as I reread the poem that's on page 54 that the book we're using, and for those who have a different version of the book. The book, this particular poem talks about if you think you're beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you like to win, but you think you can't, it's almost certain you won't. I won't read the entire poem, but I will read the last portion of it, which resonated with me and a story that I'd like to share. The last paragraph says, life's battles don't always go to the stronger or faster man. For soon or late, the man who wins is the man who thinks he can. And when I read that, I remembered a story, an experience I had in 1993. My business was basically out of business. I'm a contractor by profession. I own MTO Construction. And when I read this, I remembered that I had absolutely no business whatsoever and made a conscious decision when I read this poem, 1993. I decided to go after one of the largest, if not the largest, project in the city of West Palm Beach during that time. During that time, and everybody said that there's no way you're going to do this. There's no way you're going to win. But I kept repeating this poem. Life's battles don't always go to the stronger or faster woman, but soon or late, the woman who wins is the woman who thinks she can. And I am right here to say that that project, which was the City of West Palm Beach Police Station, was $20 million. I partnered with a white firm out of Tampa by the name of Federal Construction. And when we bid this project as a legal joint venture, let me say it again, just because I had no money, just because I had no bonding, just because I had no experience, I did not allow that to defeat me in thinking I could. And we had 12 bidders. I was number 6 out of 12 on a hard bid. And for those people who are listening to this that know about construction, everybody said, even my partner told me, and we're out of here. I said, but we can win this. They said, listen, lady, what is it that you don't understand about being number 6? You're not number 2. We're not number 2. We're not number 3. We're not even number 4. This is when you know God gets the credit and he wants to give it to you, but we give it back to him. And today I want to give it back to him with my faith walk experience and this poem and the impact that it had on my life, because we won. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ms. Ann. that's amazing. again, you are the master builder. Ursula, we're going to have Ursula, then we're going to have Angelique express their aha moment. Are you there, Ursula? I know she's traveling. Can you hear Angelique, would you like to?
Oh, okay.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Yes, I was saying that mine is just, thank you. Mine is just a little bit different because I was thinking about how to polish me. And what I mean by that, I was looking at something someone else was doing that I was so envious of. I mean, it's like, oh my goodness, this is so nice. And I realized, and this is the aha, that thought was getting in my way. It's like, yeah, that person can do that. And yes, I have a little bit of that skill too. But what I need to focus on is what's in front of me and where I'm going. And that's pretty daggum awesome as well. So if I don't get sidetracked by envy and wish I could do this and all that and go for what I want and what I'm destined to do, that's going to be good enough because I'm pretty proud of where I'm headed. So I decided not to get sidetracked. So that's my aha moment because I have
awesome.
The faith in me can do what I need to do if I stay on track.
Thank you, Ursula. Angelique? Ms. Angelique Frost.
Good morning.
Like
good morning, Robin. I apologize about that. So I wish I could just narrow it down to one issue as far as how my faith has shown up for me. You know, someone asked me how I get How do I start my day? I'm like, I just start with my eyes closed, and whatever I feel like the day is going to lead me, I have complete faith that I end up where he intended. Out of this chapter, Miss Ann kind of took over my little aha moment, because that poem just means so much to me, because it goes to show how your state of mind could just impact the outlook on whatever it is you're currently going through. You know, I was thinking when I started my business that, you know, at the time I was a single parent. I'm the last of nine. I've been working for Verizon Wireless at this time for about 12 years. I had a goal to start this business back when my son was first born, and now he was 11. And if it's one thing that the book has taught me, this particular chapter, is that just having faith to know that you can do it and starting where you stand was just so much of a revelation for me, because I never could find the right time. It was never going to line up to where it was going to be where I'm able to take time off work to start my dream. Yes, I was working. Yes, I made good money where I work, but I really wasn't happy with what I was doing. So it wasn't as fulfilling as it was with starting my own business and honestly beginning to become an entrepreneur. So with this faith chapter, it has definitely taught me believing without seeing, and also acting as though I already have it before I have reached that point, because it's like I have to see myself with it and capable and having the self-confidence of taking on this mission if no one else can. So that would have been my faith moment, Robin, for sure.
Thank you so much, Angelique, for that. Sharing my aha moment is my journey has been amazing. And I say that because starting the journey, I didn't have the faith, let alone the confidence in myself, to even dream or even think about where I am now. So when reading the faith chapter, what really resonated for me was my speaking engagements. Miss Ann, my mentor, master builder, she told me that I had a story. And not only did she tell me I had a story, she gave me a platform to tell that story. And that came with the association of being one a NAVWIC member, and then also joining the Black NSA, the Toastmasters. And then I said, like, who wants to hear what I have to say? I mean, what am I going to say? You know, but I, again, really didn't have anything to say. I just spoke from my heart because I told my story. And as I told my story evolved into where I'm now having, you know, speaking engagements where people are asking me to speak. And right up into the most recent opportunity that I have with Elevated Women. Like, I'm on a panel with the vice president, director of Nielsen, of companies I had no idea existed or even why they existed. And, again, I never had the faith or the confidence in myself to even think that I would be able to sit at such a table to that. Again, faith is stepping stone, because once you have a desire, you put all things in motion, and then you accomplish it, it's just fuel for the next next endeavor, and then the next endeavor, and then it turns into a ball of fire. And as you know, Napoleon Hill, he talks about that burning desire. And it for me, it's just been phenomenal. And without faith accompanied, without that desire accompanied with faith, I wouldn't be here where I am. So that is my aha, not moment, but not week, but my aha month, that just incorporating faith with that desire is what's going to lead me to that ultimate successful person that I see myself each and every morning. So that is my report on aha moment. Do we have any comments from our callers or even our co-hosts before we head into our commercial break?
No, Robin, I think you got it. We are free to go ahead and go to the commercial break.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and go to the commercial. And when we come back, we're going to hear from Ms. Angelique Frost, who has, they created a wonderful Elevated Mastermind this past January. She's going to give us a little insight on that. And then also we're going to bring on our special guest, Ms. Diana O'Connor and Laverne Blackwood. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
And we are back. We are back. And we are marching down, let's see, chapter 2 from Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill's faith chapter. And we have two special guests that are from the International Mastermind Association Elevated Masterminders. And we also have Angelique, our co-host. And I would love for you, Angelique, to let everyone know about the Elevated Masterminders and how that was created. And if you can really explain what a masterminder is to the new callers or listeners. Angelique?
Sure, Robin. I can't take all the credit. On our trip with Miss Ann for the Masterminders in Boca Raton, in early January, there was a mastermind group that was created. I was actually further invited in by Rose Chevalier, as well as Anne, to go ahead and join the group. And honestly, to be quite frank, Robin, I had so much going on in my life and in my work life. I was like, I don't think I can take on, because I look at it as though it's going to be another job. I'm going to have to report for something else. And it's like, now that I'm actually in the group and I'm able to meet different personalities and we're able to all get on the call and make a commitment, there is something that happens when you are held accountable for your affirmation. Or there is something that happens when you're setting a goal and you have others around you to either give their input. I don't necessarily call it criticism. It's just like seeing it from different eyes when all of us are working towards something that we are looking to enhance ourselves. So it kind of gives you a different feel. With the personal, for me, with the Elevated Masterminders, I think when we get on the call and we're able to discuss, whether it be an affirmation, at first, you know, I think we all are running into the same issue. It's like, oh, man, this is work. This is, you know, I'm going to have to do this, or looking at it as though it was a job. When Miss Ann, the master builder, first told us, it is not going to be easy, you know, and you have to think to yourself, if it would be easy, everyone would be doing it. Just like if you were becoming a millionaire, if it was easy, everyone would be a millionaire. So it's teaching me to hold myself accountable for the affirmations that I set, for the goals that I set. And honestly, Robin, it gives me self-confidence to know that I can do it. And, you know, to me, honestly, my perception of practicing faith, because we're in the faith chapter, as well as looking at it in a spiritual way, it's kind of like, you know, whatever God does is usually in the light. So even if there's a goal that we don't set, that we set that we're unable to meet, we still get on that call. We still work through it. And what we're finding out is there are other people that also have set a goal that unfortunately sometimes wasn't able to make it, but we're able to hold each other accountable and say, okay, we did not make it this time, but what are we going to do differently in order to accomplish that goal? So that way we're all proactive and moving towards our goals. So for me, it's just been an awesome experience, and it kind of turned into not looking at it like work, but it's looking at it like we're working together. So it doesn't feel like homework. It doesn't feel like, oh, we're wearing this burden of trying to get everything done. It's basically holding each other accountable and letting each other know that, hey, we're here. We understand things happen, but we're not going to allow one another to get so far off track till we forget what we're doing and why we started this. So that's my experience, Robin.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much. And as you know, the concept of the mastermind group was formally introduced by Napoleon Hill in the early 1900s. And for those, again, listeners, a mastermind group is, of course, the agenda belongs to the group, and each person participates, and your peers give you feedback, and they help you brainstorm new possibilities. And as you stated, Angelique, it sets up accountability structures that keep you focused and on track. So, again, it's not an extra another assignment or just another call. Is where you have two or more people who are working toward a definite purpose in the spirit of harmony. So with that being said, I would love to bring our two guests who are Elevated Masterminders. And the first we would like to bring on would be Laverne Blackwood, who is in Human Resources and works for MCO Construction and Services as a project assistant. And prior to HR Consulting, Blackwood was Human Resources Manager at Palm Trans, and she also holds a Master's Degree in Human Resources Management from Nova Eastern University and a Bachelor's Degree in Communication from Pace University. Welcome, Laverne Blackwood. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Ms. Robin. It's great to be here.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining our show. And we're going to just quickly jump into I have just a couple questions. I won't hold you long. The first question would be, what prompted you to join Elevated Masterminders?
Good question. Thank you. I'm so honored to be a part of this show, and I've listened to you and Ms. McNeil, Angelique, and Ursula for a while now, and I've really admired your story. It's a great story. It's very inspiring. To me, and I know a lot of listeners can attest to that. I've seen you grow on this show, and I truly admire you guys. My wanting to join a group from such as the Elevated Masterminder team before I met the ladies from the Elevated Masterminders, I wanted to have just a group of ladies to meet with and kind of just hold each other accountable. Because I had watched Miss Ann and seen you ladies, interact, and I've listened to the show, and I've always like, okay, I need to do this for myself. And I remember when working with the International Masterminded Association accountability meeting in January in Boca, I thought, oh, this would be nice. You know, all these people are coming in, they're bringing in their annual report. This is the first time I'm seeing that many like-minded individuals just, like, taking responsibility for their future and doing this, you know, just doing something great like this. So I left that meeting saying, okay, yes, I'm going to join some group. I'm going to get my girlfriends and put them together, and we're going to do this. And one of my girlfriends were Diana, who's also a guest on the show, and I told her about it, and we, you know, of course, ours were just small goals, you know, want to do better at being a mom and a wife and, you know, our career, simple stuff. And then when I shared it with Ms. McNeil, she said, oh, there's a group that's already started, and that's how I got into this group. But one of the things she told me as I was saying, well, I really want my own group. I have four people already. And he said, it's a lot of work. It's nothing, you know, it's not something easy. And when you start off, you will see that a whole lot of people are there. And then by the end of it, because of the responsibility and the work that it takes to get to meet your goals, you'll find that people will fall off. So for me, the Elevated Mastermind group is just a great way for me to work with like-minded individuals like myself, have someone else to hear my plans and need to hear them. We're helping each other to achieve our goals, and the big part of it is just to keep each other accountable, to get the feedback and the support from them, and the fact that they're peers that I trust. It's not they're no longer strangers. You know, as I hear their story every day and I tell them mine, I feel our trust growing. They're self-motivated. You know, part of our group, Ms. McNeil will share something like iron sharpens iron, and this is truly, I think, the essence of the group. And I've always wanted to start my own business, and I think I'm in the right group to do that.
Awesome, awesome. And would you like to share your aha moment on this chapter, the faith chapter, the second step to riches?
Yes. Yes, the faith chapter. You know, a lot of times you talk to people and they say you got to have faith in yourself. And, you know, we throw away that word, throw that word around a lot. And what I've always, when I came to this chapter, I'm thinking, you know, faith in myself. Oh, my goodness. I hear that all the time. Have faith. And to the point that sometimes I'm like, well, how do you have faith? What does that even mean outside of having faith in God, you know? But what I like is how this chapter breaks it down into where I can understand it. And more so, like, you know, it says faith is a state of mind which may be induced or created by affirmations or repeated instructions. So, you know, you're saying faith, for me, my eyes, it's just not out there some big concept. It's something that's simplified and it can be created and it can be something I can develop. You know, and for me, the book gives you a method, which is I'm a step-by-step person. I like when you lay out what to do and I'll do it, you know. And so it says it's giving you a method in which you can develop your faith. And I like that, just having the formula that I am practicing, and I know members of the Elevated Mastermind are practicing 2 times a day to have the self-confidence formula, which is a great opportunity to kind of just instill that faith and know that once you repeat it and once you believe it, that you'll be able to accomplish your definite goal.
Awesome. And thank you so much, Laverne, for being our guest today. Thank you. And next we have Ms. Diana O'Connor. She's an ARNP, and she's employed in the healthcare field for over 20 years. She's also a member of the professional organizations and volunteers and mentors others whenever opportunity arises. Ms. Diana, she joined the Mastermind group in January 2016. Are you there, Ms. Diana?
Good morning. I'm here.
Good morning, and welcome. And would you like to, again, give your take on the Elevated Mastermind group that you joined, and why did you join the group, and what have you gotten from the group thus far?
Okay. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for inviting me. I was invited to the annual Mastermind conference by Laverne, and at first, when she invited me, you know, I had no idea what I was going to. I had the time, and I said, okay, it's a Saturday morning. Of course, I can go. I can make it and support my friend. And it was one of the best thing that she has ever done for me, because this was the first time I was able to do a personal assessment of my life. You know, I thought my life was going great. You know, I have a terminal degree. I have a great job. You know, I'm doing what I love. I'm you know, I go to church. I, you know, help with the homeless. You know, I volunteer. So I was there thinking, you know, what else is there I need to be doing for myself? And just doing the areas of assessment, the 10 areas that were identified and things that I never even thought of, I'm like, oh, my goodness, there are so many deficits on this form that I filled out. And that makes me realize that I'm not living my life to the fullest. And I was blown away for days just thinking about and looking at the assessment. And this makes me want to continue to discover and to fix this. You know, I want to live my life the fullest. So being a part of the Mastermind group has really, I can see where it's changing my life, because now I'm paying attention to not only a few areas, which I apparently I was just living my life like that. Now I'm looking at a complete picture. And if I could probably use one word, it's helping me to live my life purposefully, you know, finding a purpose in life, because oftentimes people will say, you know, find your purpose in life, you'll be happy, you know, find what you want to do. And how do you do that? You know, how do you know you find your purpose? But this is really helping me to plan and to make goals and to see where I'm going in life and to create that purpose for my life. So it's a life changer.
It definitely is. It definitely is. So, and would you like to share your aha moment based on the faith chapter with the listeners?
Oh, sure. Well, talk about like minds, like Vern stated earlier, because the aha moment for me is pretty much the same that she identified. I was saying, oh, no, it's the same thing. But fate, I never looked at fate as something that I could create or induce. And just seeing the word, I know what creates me, and it's having a vision and starting from nothing and make it into something. And I never looked at fate that way. And what I also realized too is that it's not, sometimes you have to, it takes time, you know, it doesn't happen like suddenly, because it's through repetition. And even personally, self-confidence, like if I have a meeting or, you know, have to do something really important, the negative thoughts that come into mind that can shake your self-confidence, I am more aware of these thoughts. And because I can create fate and I can induce it, I am now replacing those thoughts with positive thoughts. So it's helping me to build my self-confidence and mixed in with desire, because you can incorporate faith with your vision, your desire. So it's allowing me to make plans and to do what I say I'm going to do, and to live my life, you know, in faith, and to walk in faith, truly walk in faith, because now I know this is something I can create, this is something I can induce. So this is my favorite moment in chapter 2.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And I like the fact that you said that it gave you a complete picture, and also that you were able to find your purpose. That was, would you like to expound on that? Your purpose, I mean, because when you said that, I just thought about, again, the walk that I have in faith, and how, again, it just makes the journey more rewarding.
I see things clearly now. I have a vision. And writing things down on paper and just seeing what is it that you need to, because I have it in my mind all the time what I want to do, you know. But when you actually write it down and can see it, it's like seeing is believing. So now I see it, so I believe it, and I can create that plan and make that plan. So it's like every day now, this is what I have to do, because now I know my goal. I know what I'm doing it for. I know the reason behind it. So it's like I'm living my life with intent, with purpose every day, growing spiritually. I know why I'm doing it. And so this is real. It gives me the blueprint to life, you know, just really getting up every day. I breathe every day. I go to work every day. But now I know why I'm doing the things I'm doing, because I have a plan behind it and I have a goal in the end. So I am intentionally taking this route because I have an end point. And I could never explain this to anyone 2 months ago. Now I can. And it allows me to even share it with others who have a dream. Or my sister the other day, She lives in China, bless her heart. She says that she wants to, you know, do her own business and everything. And she lists so many things. And I'm like, instead of being so critical, I was able to ask her questions. You know, I asked her, what's your goal? Do you have a plan? And right away, I was able to share with her the book that I'm reading, and and to order one of the Matt Neal factor, because I want her to. I said, I have something that you can use now, because I think she's in the same mind state that I was. That's confusion, because you know what you want to do, but how do you get there? So now I can give her the tool. So yes, this is what purpose is for me, and just living my life. Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you. We've come to the part of the show where we ask if there's any callers that have any comments or questions for our guest, and also co-host, if we have any closing comments before we conclude the show.
Well, Rob, I was looking through. I don't see where anyone has their question. My closing comment, if so, I was going to give a few more minutes to see if anyone raised their hand. It doesn't look like anyone is. My closing comment would be find a starting point. Start somewhere. And if you're not working towards something, then that really means you're working towards nothing. Find, even if it's 5 minutes a day or 2 steps a day, find yourself surrounding yourself with positive people. Find yourself a goal that you're working towards and start there. Everyone starts at a different starting point. But as long as you know yours, that's what you need to zoom in and keep your eyes on. That's all I have, Robin.
Thank you. And Ms. Ursula, do you have any closing comments? I would also like to piggyback off of that, Angelique, because, again, this is a – Ms. Ann, are you there? I hear some. Ursula.
Hi, yes, I'm here. I simply wanted to say, listening to our guest today has been very inspiring, because it's showing me how valuable this whole process is. When she said 2 weeks ago she couldn't communicate what she's doing, and now she can, and she can actually share it with someone, that's huge. Because just yesterday I said to a bunch of little kids, I said, go home and teach your younger brothers and sisters what you learned in school today, because when you teach someone, you have to know what you're teaching. And so the best example of the fact, or the best proof that you've learned something, is when you can share it with someone else. So that was profound to me.
Awesome, awesome. And, again, thank you, Ursula, for joining us remotely. We know that you are in travel, so thank you again.
Yeah.
We look forward to having you. Awesome, awesome. Ms. Ann, did you have any closing comments? She's also joining us remotely as well. So I would like to say that, again, if there's any listeners or anyone that would like to join a mastermind group, you are more than welcome to join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. We will be here marching down each chapter. Well, actually, we're taking a chapter per month. So that's a way that we're actually dissecting each chapter. Ms. Ann, are you there? Thought I heard her chime in. Again, we just ask that if you're interested in joining a mastermind group to, of course, be on the call with us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. And with that being said, again, our guest, did you have any closing comments before we concluded our show? Awesome, awesome, awesome then. With that being said, I would like to end the show by saying, No individual may have great power without availing himself to the mastermind. Everyone be legendary today. Talk to you soon.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.